yourself?
I'm not too bad at all. I think I'm coming out the other end of this horrible old head coldy thing that's floating around the place.
Yeah, I'm still kind of in the middle of it.
Everyone's dying again.
Yeah.
We're all dropping like flies.
We are.
I hope to make it to Friday, but if I don't, will you do the eulogy?
No.
Why not?
Rory be much better.
Do it between you.
All right, we'll do it between us.
Okay.
What would we say about you?
I listen, that's up to you.
What would we say about you? He was a simple mayo man.
With his big mayo cabbage head.
And his big shovel hands.
He came down here hopeless and he left the same way.
Yeah.
Came down here to look for the way of the people. to be amongst the most highly evolved citizens on earth.
Exactly.
Cork onions, boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Came down here for an old al. Came down here for a house. Came down here for a job.
That's what you got.
Came down here for a bottle of Tenora.
That's what you got.
Hey, did I? I've got everything I want out of Cork now.
A shed full of Tenora.
Jesus, I know, the joking aside, imagine if I did drop dead tomorrow now and this would be your, this would be like your Jerry Ryan moment.
Yeah, all right, you're just being weird now.
No, I'm not being weird.
This would be my Jerry Ryan moment.
Remember the lady that was covering Jerry Ryan, and she was on air the morning Jerry's death was announced, and they were like, she was like, oh, well, Jerry's not here. I hope he's not dead.
Oh, God, she didn't
say
that,
did
she?
It was so unfortunate.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was
I don't
so,
think I've ever heard that.
It was so unfortunate. And I'd say
I feel awful for her.
I know, yeah. But this is your moment of that now. And I'm in no way putting myself in the same calibre as Jerry Ryan. He was a genius.
What would happen is I would be standing here going, well, he slept it out anyway. I can't believe he's left me in it. Look at this kind of a situation. And then,
yeah. But, like, have something in the pipeline.
All right, just, you're starting the show in a little bit of a morbid kind of vein this morning, Casey.
I'm not. My approach to death is very simple, Victoria. We're all going to go, so I'm going to have to crack until we do.
It's really interesting, you know, that we're having this conversation, and I'll tell you why.
Go on. You're not dying as well, are you?
No. I came across this post yesterday on Instagram, and it was basically things that people that were near death were talking about, regrets that they have in their life.
Okay.
I'm going to find it for you now, and it was a real kind of a stop and think moment.
It's spent too much time working. Should have spent more. It's all of that stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's all of that.
It's all of the really kind of like, it just seems that we lose all the really simple things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
And when I die, you lose the most simple thing of all.
Yeah, yourself.
And this is what I want played. This is what
Oh, God, go on. This is going to be Metallica or something, isn't it?
No.
What is it?
I want this blasting through the speakers. When you talk about me as a family man, the creator of children.
How many children do you have?
23. 22, baby mother. Real bad man.
Okay. And I want real bad man spray painted on the side of the coffin.
You do too, don't you?
As you all carry me.
We'll arrange that for
as
you.
As long as this is on tape, you know my instructions now.
KC on Cork's Good Times. With KC, all the latest things.
And by the way, now people have been messaging into the show this morning, telling us their funeral song, the song that they'd like played.
You started this now, right?
I'm just making sure that it's on record. And today, the 6th of March at 23 minutes past 6. So you can remember, if you need to go back and listen, this is my song.
Oh, good choice.
Yeah. That's the one I want when I've been lowered into the ground. Horse me into it. I mean, it's probably a bit too upbeat for a funeral. But,
no,
you know.
Well, I actually... I lost a friend of mine a few years ago, actually quite about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And he was cremated. We were at university, but he was cremated. And as his coffin went out...
Oh, my God, don't say Burn Baby Burn by...
Slippy.
You're joking.
No. But sure, why not? We were 18, we were 19.
And everybody was Born Slippy, I suppose.
And everybody was just like, lager, 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 lager. That is no word of a lie. I'm not exaggerating.
I think that's why the church kind of stepped in and went, we need to, you know, it has to be traditional hymns and whatnot.
We can't have Born Slippy anymore, is it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Mark McCabe's Maniac 2000 in the middle of the church.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You know what, though? I think it should be personal.
Yeah.
And so I think you should have that song going underground.
My funeral, don't. Please remember by Leanne Rimes.
Okay, yeah.
Noel, stick around. We need as many listeners as possible. So
mine is No Surprises by
Radiohead.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah. No alarms and no surprises.
Why do we always do this every time we have a head cold? We start. That's it. We're dead. We're gone by the end of the week. Disturbed Sound of Silence remake, obviously.
Oh, there we go. Yeah,
that's my cremation song. Tom is already thinking about this.
Nice. So you know, Noel and Tom have let us know there.
It is a healthy thing to think about stuff like that, because it probably makes you appreciate day to day a little bit better, I would hope.
I agree. Yeah. As I said to you, I came across that post yesterday on social media and it actually stopped me in my tracks.
Yeah. Somebody's funeral song. I love this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Goes down with the Specials.
That's a great song. That's a great, great song.
The Spin Master's only...
Who chose that? Finn, I'd say.
The Spin Master's
Finn.
Only record in Father Ted.
It's a great song.
I would love to turn up to do a gig for somebody just with that one vinyl.
Oh, yeah.
And see how long you can get away with it.
Oh, yes.
Someone else's song is also... This is also my overspiced chicken vindaloo anthem as well. This is somebody's funeral song. They're going full on Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire.
I like these songs.
Love is a burning thing.
You know, and also that works as well if you're taking the cremation route. Someone else is having a bit of Donna Summer and hot stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Are we planning a full on striptease at your funeral? A queue of your friends all lined up like full Monty.
These are really cool, lads.
And they're very good. I like that you're approaching the end of life with a bit of crack as well. Good on you.
Absolutely.
Right, let's stay alive for the cash machine. We're doing it next.
The Neil Prendeville Show on Red FM.
We cannot take anymore. We are on our knees. We fight every single day for every single thing. I'm talking everything. So care is allowances, means tested. You fight for equipment. I'm waiting currently for a wheelchair for my son. You fight for a respite. I'm waiting for respite for my son. You fight for health care. We're on waiting lists for years. It's incredible.
The Neil Prendeville Show.
With Mercedes-Benz Cork. Discover the luxurious all-electric EQE at Mercedes-Benz Cork today.
Weekdays from 9 a.m.
on Red FM.
I'll be waiting.
So it started at the top of the show with me joking about my funeral song, because I've got a bit of a head cold, kind of a sore throaty thing going on at the moment. It's not the plague, don't worry.
Okay. I've got it as well.
The whole place is dying. Yeah. And I just started joking, this is it could be gone by Friday.
Yeah.
Then we started talking about funeral songs. And then we started talking about being happy to be alive. And every day when you get out of bed, especially at this hour of the morning, having a little moment where you think to yourself, isn't it great that I'm...
Absolutely.
Even though I'm in rotten form and I'm exhausted and the kids are wrecking my head and I don't like my neighbour and the ex is doing my nuts.
Yeah.
But you still have a little moment where you go, do you know what? It's okay.
It is, yeah.
This is brilliant. Brian sent this in to me and I just had a quick listen to it off air. And it's from a video podcast by Michael Chandler called Extreme Ownership, which looks amazing. I'm going to watch this later on. But he ends the podcast with an Irish priest talking about the privilege it was to be part of people's lives when they were just about to pass.
Oh.
And this is the way he synopsizes the whole thing.
I used to be a Catholic priest for about, Jesus, I think it was about 19 years. And one of the real privileges was to, when you'd be at a deathbed and helping humanoids to leave the earth. And it was an incredible privilege. There's no place like a deathbed. The thing about helping someone to die is that usually people are so surprised that was it. And the loveliest place to be is if you're helping someone to die who has really lived their life. Jesus, it's a great place to be. One time I was helping a bandito to die, a kind of roger, a buchen. He wasn't sinister-like, but he really was wild. And he was old. And I had done all the magic with him, put the sins whistling, and I had put on the holy oils and everything in him, and then it was time for off. So I said to him, I've done everything I can do for you now, and you're on your way, and you've just a little while. And he said, yeah. And I said, what would you say about the whole thing now that you're about to leave it? And this big roguish smile crossed his visage, and he said, by Jesus, he said, I knocked a hell of a squeeze out of it. And the next thing, in 2 minutes, he was gone. And I was saying to myself, as the Americans say, what a way to go. like to say that I knocked a great embrace and squeeze and hug out of my life. And I've seen other people die, and I have seen their deathbed been a place of the most tragic, lonesome, forsaken regret. People who never lived the life that they desired, postponed it, allowed themselves to be beset and contained by other people's expectations and their own anxieties and uncertainties, and always were waiting for a future time to enter their lives and inhabit them, and never did. And suddenly it was the evening of their death, and their sad, lonesome eyes looked back on a life that they had squandered while always meaning to get into it.
Wake up to Red FM Breakfast with KC.
I wake up early every morning.
Cork's Good Times.
Good time.
Red FM.
6:48 is the time. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. That is Destiny's Child and Bills, Bills, Bills. Another classic R&B banger.
Mix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Tell me, dear, what's going on?
Hey, it's all about Celebrity Big Brother at the minute because it started on Monday. Now, this is a bit of a spoiler alert, so put your hands over your ears if you don't want to hear this because this is coming up on tonight's
Please
show.
Don't put your hands over your ears if you're on a tight wire and you're currently holding that pole that keeps you on the tight wire.
Obviously,
thank
yeah,
you very much.
Sharon Osbourne's put Gary Goldsmith up for eviction.
Eviction?
Eviction.
Okay.
It'll be revealed
on Slip FM.
It will be revealed on tonight's show. Now, they reckon, apparently she's a massive fan of the royal family. So, Oti Mabusi reckons that the reason she's chosen Gary to be evicted is because she's kind of trying to, you know, protect the royal family.
Okay.
He is, of course, Kate Middleton's uncle, black sheep uncle. He's been called black sheep of the family, but he's her uncle. So, yeah, you'll see that on tonight's show.
Okay.
So far, Louis Walsh has been very catty and he's been complaining about people's fake tan. Have a listen.
I don't want to see those legs. There's too much fake tan. So they know it.
Cover up.
We were watching everything from the other room.
No. So you were the judges?
You were the judges.
Everything.
Wow.
Everything.
So what was the criteria?
I'm telling you. It's who we liked and who we didn't like. Can't say anymore.
First impression. So you basically, you like this person?
Can't say anymore. No, can't say anymore. At least you're individual.
Yeah, there's going to be...
He's well catty.
There's going to be massive parodies in this, and that's what I love about it.
It's like you said, Lord of the Flies.
They'll start... Like, that's after 3 days.
That's not even after 3 days. That's after 24 hours.
Oh, that's true, actually, yeah.
Louis is, like, totally... I've been quite surprised at how catty he is.
Yeah.
He's worse than Mrs. O.
Oh, yeah.
You think she would be the worst.
If you can imagine putting a little bonnet around him, he's the old one from Little House on... Remember Little House on the Prairie?
Oh my God, yeah! He is on the rocking chair on the porch.
Just give him an old basket and a chair.
I tell you now.
That's exactly what he is. And then Levi Roots, reggae source man Levi Roots, revealed that he has quite a few children. Have a listen.
Levi.
How many kids you got,
Levi? Oh, please tell me he's 501 children. 501? No.
How many kids you got, Levi?
Eight.
Yeah! Man alive!
Fern, it gets worse. I have 8 children with 7 different mothers. Come on, Marisha, wait. Not that bad.
I gotta put my mask back on. Because, good God almighty, 7. You did a lot. What's the oldest one? How old?
40 plus.
40 plus?
Yeah. I'm 65. I started young.
Levi, you could be my daddy.
Yeah.
Levi, you probably are my daddy.
Is that like, you know, an accepted tradition in a country that Levi comes from? Because here's another fella that is in a similar situation.
How many children do you have?
23. 22, baby mother. Real bad man.
Oh my goodness, yeah. Wow. 20. How many children?
How many children do you have?
23. 22, baby mother. Real bad man.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get Good times. Red FM.
How are you?
I'm good.
You missed the last 15 minutes of the show.
What happened? Oh, God, I dread to think.
Donald Trump is the president again.
Oh, it, what? I know, yeah.
Jerry Halliwell and Christian Horner.
Oh, to mind Jerry Halliwell.
At Loggerheads.
You know what happened there anyway? Do you believe in karma?
Well, see,
do you believe in karma?
Do you believe in karma? So a lot of people have pointed out, never mind your poor Jerry Halliwell. So this is all allegedly.
This is speculation.
That's herself and Christian Horner got together.
When he had a young...
Bit of a wink and a nudge going on. Yeah,
with his missus.
Yeah, it's just not nice. This whole thing plays out for anybody.
No. You know? I was reading something yesterday that was saying that there's definitely somebody out to get him.
Okay, and it's probably Mercedes. Is it Mercedes, Ferrari, Alpine?
Yeah.
Let's see who else we have to get. Christian Horner now. I wonder who's puppeteering this. Oh, McLaren.
Yeah. There's quite a few in there, isn't there? That would possibly have a reason to be.
The new season of Drive to Survive on Netflix dropped the other day. This is the Formula One documentary.
Okay.
They're on season 6. One of my favourite Netflix things. It's amazing. And even if you don't like Formula One or you're not into it, it's just the drama, the way they package it up, and you will be into Formula One off the back of this.
Oh, really?
I was never into it until I started watching this. And that's the reason they created the show.
Okay.
But in it, in season 6, in episode 2, there is a scene where over in Christian Horner's place, they're having a big Christmas party.
Right.
Santa comes over.
Right.
And the kids come into the room and everyone's all jolly and Christmassy. And then Santa says to the kids, "Has Daddy been a good boy this year?" And it just cuts to Christian and he has this very strange looking, I don't know, did the editors cut this deliberately before they launched it? Did they know this was happening?
Sounds a bit fixed to me.
If anyone has seen it, you'll know what I'm talking about. Red FM breakfast to KC. Good morning, and Tate McRae. Oh my God.
We're laughing at Dee's message. Dee, we've just read your message. That is absolutely hilarious.
I can't read it out on air.
Yeah, because you're not saying the words.
Okay, yeah.
Will I say it?
Go for it.
Okay. We were talking about the mammyisms. What your mother used to say, when you were little. So Dee messaged in and she says, mammyisms. My mother would sing us to sleep using the F word delicately inserted into lullabies such as Three Blind Mice, Rockabye Baby, and then tell us, turn into the wall now, kids, and go to sleep.
Rockabye Baby, shut your mouth. Go to sleep or I'll throw you out the window.
My mother's favourite was, Gary, if you don't get up that stairs, I'll brain you and then I'll send you off to the good shepherds.
Morning, guys. If myself and my brother were acting up when we were younger, my mother would tell us to pack our bags so she was taking us to the good shepherds. Have a great day.
So the good shepherd was very much a Cork thing.
Hang on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. There's another message in from Dee. She just says underneath that message, it got worse the more frustrated she got, and now I do it with mine.
This is the thing. Generational trauma is real.
Dee. Brilliant. That's made my day, that. lads.
Remember,
so funny.
Your mum would come over and she'd be judging everything, especially the food that you're eating.
But that hasn't changed.
I have one for my mother, and I don't... Well, it might go for every other mother, I don't know. But you know when you bring in the likes of something like chips, cheese and curry? And I love her that now. I love her cheese. But then we'll continue with the fork. Straight in. I have a cheesecake there, Mum. And I love her now with cheese. Right. Or a pizza. And I love her cheese. But continues to eat half.
Yeah, she's face down in a block of Calvita. Yeah.
I wouldn't, not a fan.
Red FM Sunrise and Sunset Up.
Thanks for all these, by the way, especially the ones that we can't air. They go
they're the best ones.
They go into a very special folder called Christmas Party, and they'll be broken out. Right. Lads, I was going to tell you a time travelling joke to start the whole dad gags thing, but you didn't like it.
Oh, God, Casey. A mummy covered in chocolate and nuts has been discovered in Egypt. Archaeologists believe it may be the Pharaoh Roche.
That's actually very good.
You always sound so surprised when I come out with a good one.
Right, a bear walks into a bar. The bear says, "Can I have a pint, please?" The barman says, "Why the big paws?"
Yay! Yay! Where does Batman go for a poo? To the bathroom.
Oh, for God's sake. How did the butcher introduce his wife? Meat Patty.
I had a conversation with a dolphin once. It felt like we really clicked.
I don't know.
That's funny.
I don't know. All right, go on. You're getting the drums.
Go on.
What do you call a hippie's wife?
I don't know.
Mrs. Hippie.
That's rubbish.
It's terrible.
That is rubbish.
This is the feature.
That's the worst one. Bacon and eggs walk into the bar. The bartender says, "Sorry, we don't serve breakfast."
Yay. Brutality level 2.0.
Okay, giddy as this goes on. Someone glued my deck of cards together. I don't know how to deal with it.
Very good.
Hey, go
what, did the, what did the buffalo say to his kid when the buffalo went off, little buffalo kid went off to college?
Don't I?
Bye, son.
Oh, God. I asked my new girlfriend to meet me at the gym, but she never showed up. Guess we're not going to work out.
How do you stop a bull from charging?
Don't
unplug
know.
It.
You take away its credit card.
This is from Caleb, who's six. Caleb, who's six, what is the stinkiest planet of all planets?
Don't know.
It's Poopiter.
Hey! Well done, Caleb.
Sorry.
What do you...
No, Rory, it's not.
No. I went to a school for magicians but failed the final exam. They were all trick questions.
What do you call a can opener that doesn't work?
And cannot opener.
Can't opener.
Can't opener, yeah. And finally, a cheese factory is making the news this morning. All across Sky News, a cheese factory exploded in France this morning. There was debris everywhere.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Thank you. And good night.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. All right, it's 18 minutes after 8 on a Wednesday morning. Let's give away €1,000 on the pop quiz. Martin wants to give it a go. Morning, Martin. How's things?
Morning, Casey. All good. How are you?
Mighty. Martin is representing the Colleg. Now, which part of Ballincolleg are we talking about? North, south, east, or west?
North.
North side the Colleg.
Oh.
This is where the clever people come from.
Oh, apparently. Is it?
Oh, yeah. Well known. If you look at the CEO statistics and all that, these 700 points in the Leaving Cert, I guarantee you. How many points in the Leaving Cert?
No comment, London.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I don't want to give away my age either.
No, okay. Hey. What do you do with yourself, Martin?
Mechanic, so just on the way down to Clarny now to look at a car.
Oh.
Okay, so when you look at a car as a mechanic, you can do it properly. I mean, you can get right into it. It's not just fellas going around kicking tires.
No, he knows what he's looking for, yeah.
Yeah. Are you
at the moment, actually, so I'm looking very good.
Do you need a hand with that, or are you okay? Can you manage it?
The money will help.
All right, okay. Yeah. Martin, safe journey, buddy. Let's buy this car with €1,000. And see if we can get you over the line. If you get stuck on a question, give us a guess. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
What colour are the Smurfs, Martin?
Blue.
Michael O'Leary is the CEO of what company?
Ryanair.
How many points is a goal in hurling?
3.
According to the movie Fight Club, what's the first rule of Fight Club?
Don't talk about Fight Club.
Question number 5. Who is the current Cork hurling manager?
I'm going to have a guess here. Patrick Ryan.
Question number 6. What Irish actor had a lock of his hair put up for sale?
Killian Murphy.
Question number 7. Super Tuesday is a voting day in which country's election?
America.
Question number 8. What country are the band AC/DC from?
Australia.
Question number 9. What sponsor is on a Man United jersey?
AON.
And question 10. In what province in Ireland was the movie The Field shot? So which province? Quickly.
Connacht.
Oh, you said Connacht, okay. Let's go back and see how you got on. I'll tell you, Marty.
Nine, and AON is definitely an old sponsor.
Well, we'll find out. This is a fella now that claiming he's no comment on the Leaving Cert, and you did very well. Blue is correct. Michael O'Leary is correct. 3 points for a goal, according to the movie. First rule of Fight Club, don't talk about Fight Club. I need to go back and watch that again. That's such a great film. Pat Ryan or Patrick Ryan, I'll take that. Killian Murphy for number 6. Super Tuesday is Super Trump Tuesday. He cleaned up last night. Well done. America is correct. What country are the band AC/DC from? They were formed in Sydney, Australia in 1973. Even though the lead singer is from the UK, it is Australia. What sponsor is on Man United jerseys? We'll come back to that one. And the province in Ireland where The Field was shot, the John B. Cain movie, is Connacht. It was shot in parts of Galway, a place called Leenan, and bits of Mayo, so you're right on that one. For €1,000 in cash.
You're killing me today.
For a grand off the car.
Yeah.
What sponsor is on the Man United jerseys? It's Team Viewer, buddy.
So close. That was a really good round, though, Martin.
On the current Man United jerseys, it is Team Viewer.
You can take a bow, though. That was a really good round.
Really good.
Another reason not to like United now.
Best comment of the day so far. Well done. He deserves the grand just for that comment.
Yeah, okay, you can give it to him, sorry. I'll let you deal with Mark. So 9 out of 10, Martin, means we'll have you back sometime next week,
Absolutely,
okay?
Absolutely, we will.
To give it another go.
Thank you very much.
Time you ready?
I get a size girl every week.
Kings of Cork.
I get a fiver a week. They'd love to be on your show.
It's time to double your pocket money.
Incredible. Hello, little Gracie. Hiya, Grace. She's there. I can hear her. I can hear little cute Munchkin at the end of the phone. Hi, Gracie. Grace, it's lovely to talk to you. Thanks for coming on the radio. How are you today?
Good.
Okay, where are you now?
At home.
You're at home. Is it your own house or it's your mum and dad's house?
It's my own house.
It's really your own place.
Absolutely.
Grace is on the ball. She bought a house about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Down Glanmire direction.
Fair play to
three
her.
Bed detached.
Yeah, amazing.
She was watching the market, keeping an eye on things. She knew when to pounce.
Yeah, she switched on, yeah.
Gracie, did you have your breakfast this morning?
Yeah.
What's your favourite thing to eat for breakfast?
Cornflakes.
Cornflakes, okay.
Good choice.
Very good. Now, you go to Glashing Girls School. Would you like to say hello to your favourite teacher there?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your teacher's name?
Miss Hayes.
Okay, Miss Hayes, if you're listening, no homework
for Grace Usher until
Christmas, okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
We got 3 questions to ask you for you to double your pocket money. By the way, how much do you get every week?
Five.
€5 to a tenner is what we're going to this morning.
Oh, yeah.
To double your pocket money, I have 3 questions here, my friend. You got to get them all correct. Let's go for it, Gracie. What are they hunting for in the Ghostbusters movie?
Ghosts.
Yay!
2 away from a tenner.
Well done.
You have 2 doggies, Grace, Teddy and Alfie. What type of doggies are they? I need the breed now. I need the breed of doggies.
And Teddy is a cockapoo and Alfie is a cabochon.
Did you say you need a poo? Emergency, back in the car there, please. You're right.
Yay.
What kind of sport that you like that you need your togs for? So the sport that you love the most is a swimming.
Oh, she got it. Yay.
It looks like somebody's got a big fat 10-year-old this morning.
She's the best girl. Well done.
Gracie, congratulations. We're also going to give you a very special Up the Rebels breakfast mug for you and you alone, Gracie, okay?
Yep.
All right. You're brilliant. We love you, Gracie. Bye-bye.
Bye, Grace.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up. Cork's good times.
Red FM.